Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Williamsville schools are now debating new start times. Maybe we could just start with a little bit of a background and what led to these conversations and what times are now being more considered.
Sure, and I can give you a little bit of background. This is Keith. So we began this process about a year and a half ago, actually. And I think what began it really is the fact that the research is out there and it has been out there. This isn't new research that just came out. This is research that has been out there for many years. But I think Dr. Brown Hall and the Board of Education wanted to explore that research and see if there was a reason to change our start times. And so about a year and a half ago, we started with a committee made up of teachers and building administrators and a couple district administrators. And it was kind of a multi-step process. The first step was really digging into the research to see what it says and see if it made sense for us to pursue changing school start times. Once we got through that step and we did find that the research really indicated and supported that change, we then began to craft potential, I guess the best way to say it would be parameters in terms of what we would want to see if we were going to do that, and kind of guidelines as we go through to see, hey, if we're going to do this, we think the following things should be in place. And then ultimately, more recently, it's then looking at those parameters and figuring out the logistics. You can say you want to do the following things, but what can we really do? What makes sense with the budget? What makes sense with just, things like transportation and, scheduling and all of those things, until we finally ended up with, what we felt was a viable proposal to bring to the board. Really what we're doing, we ended up with kind of, we've always had sort of three start times, and they haven't always been, they're not perfectly aligned with elementary, middle, and high school. We actually have two elementary schools currently that actually start with middle schools, and that'll, the proposal would have that continuing. So we have four of our elementary schools, Dodge, Forest, Hime, and Maple East. Their days would be 7:50 to 2. Maple West and Country Parkway are also assistant principals are also elementary schools, but they would be 8:20 to 2:30. We then would have our four middle schools, Casey, Hine, Mill, and Transit would be 8:20 to 3 p.m. And then the high schools would be 8:50 to 3:40 p.m.
So with this, people might not, people who have been out of school for a while might not really see the significance of this, but there's a lot of different things at play here with parent schedules, teacher schedules, even after school events. Has there been any, we could say, roadblocks that you guys have encountered with this new schedule?
Sure, and I don't necessarily know that there have been roadblocks, but there have been there are things that even the research will tell you, hey, if you were to do this, you're going to want to consider the following items. And so, I think all of the things that you mentioned have been looked at, examined, talked about. We actually, within our committee, came up with a list of items. And really, we kind of did it in a blue sky phase where we said, okay, throw out all the things that we need to consider and examine when we're, if we were to go make these changes. And so, it really was, like you said, it was after school events, sports. How does it affect this? How does it do this? How does it affect other programs we have? What about daycare? What about transportation? And we then proceeded to kind of go through all of those concerns that we had thrown out there and that we had thought of, and then that the research had indicated, and tried to ensure that we were addressing those concerns as best we possibly could. Going through it when you're making those decisions. And so, the one thing I would say is from the very start, we made the determination at the committee level that this was going to be a research-based change. If we were going to make a change, we were going to base it on the research and what is out there and what is best for our students. What the research is telling us is what's best for our students. And so that's really what we set out to do. Was take a look at the research, take a look at what the research says could potentially be, stumbling blocks as you're going through, and try to address those as best possible. And even beyond the research, six of us actually attended a conference down in Baltimore, a school start time conference in Baltimore. We had the opportunity to talk to doctors who have discussed these concepts, sleep scientists, which is where a lot of the research for later school start times at the high school level, comes from. We talked to people from other districts who are considering these changes, people who have already gone through these changes and what has happened. We really tried to take an all-encompassing approach to examining those things and making sure that we're addressing them as much as possible.
And I'll just add, as a board member, personally speaking, I wasn't involved in the committee work, but last night at our Board of Education meeting, we received the presentation from some of the committee members, including Principal Boardman, and it was evident to me that they had very thoroughly researched this topic, studied this topic, had multiple conversations. We're trying to anticipate a lot of the questions that our community would have. There's been a frequently asked questions document that answers many of those questions. So it seemed to me, as a recipient of all this information, that this had been very carefully considered before it ever came to us as a presentation.
Now, have any parents reached out to you guys with either concerns or maybe even in agreeance with the new scheduling?
Yeah, I would say, from my perspective, we've had both. And I think a lot of what you see is, anytime you get something like this, this is a change. Change is scary, and you're going to have people who are asking all those same questions that we just talked about and that we tried to even anticipate. And even after you answer those questions as best you can with those, with those things that we've anticipated, that doesn't mean that they still aren't worried about them and want to ask more. So I think we've seen, people reach out with concerns about it. We've definitely seen people reach out and say that they support it. And I think what's important for us is to make sure that we're doing the best job possible of communicating all of the different research that we've found, that frequently asked questions document, the website that's put together on the Williamsville website that really, even provides for them access to some of the research links that we've actually gone through so that they can see what we saw as we went through there and hopefully answer some of those questions. In addition, there is a, right now, we're after the presentation last night, we're in a comment period. So I know that we're receiving feedback through that the access on the website where people can go and leave comments. And that will obviously all be examined as well. And I know the Board of Education will definitely be looking at that information.
All right, Anne.
Yes, and I will add something to the very beginning of this conversation. You know, as a Board of Education member, again, we were hearing comments from parents and families and students in the community prior to the district deciding to research this topic that they wanted us to look into this. So we had been hearing from families who wanted us to see if this was feasible for our district and what that would look like even before this all started. And since this process has started, obviously we have heard from parents, and I agree with what Principal Boardman has said, that you know, we have heard both positive comments, people that are in support, and then we have also heard people with some concerns. Again, many of those are addressed by the considerations that we have already researched. So a lot of it is pointing people to the information. But and again, as Principal Boardman said, I would agree that, you know, this is a change that can be difficult, but it's important for us to educate our community as best we can as to the reasons for this change and the immense amount of research that supports the later high school start time.
And I think that was one of the things that was very important to us all along, was that transparency. And that webpage isn't a new webpage, but it's been updated more recently with information. But, you know, we've been publishing a lot of this information. In fact, a lot of the research has been available for the last half year to anybody who was interested in looking at it, because we wanted to be as transparent as possible with the information that we were looking at and, you know, how we were basing our decisions.
And just to clarify, I'm sure you guys maybe had mentioned this earlier, it won't go into effect until the following school year, correct?
So yeah, this fall. So it would be the fall of 2025.
Gotcha.
And I just want to clarify that we are in a 30-day comment period. Again, the feedback form will be open for our community constituents to send their comments. The board will be reviewing all of the comments that are submitted via the feedback form, plus anything we may get by email. And then at our February 11th board meeting, there will be board discussion and a vote on the proposal. So at this point, it is still just a proposal. But we anticipate that the vote will occur at the February 11th meeting, and then should it be passed, we would go into, again, providing additional information to make sure that all families are prepared for the beginning of the 25-26 school year.
Perfect. And is there anything else that either of you would like to add that maybe I didn't touch up on?
No, I think that's it. I think we're excited about, what we've been able to do through this process, and eager to get feedback from the community.